and things, if that's what you want.
Well, what about the house that you live in now, or the next house that you moved in from this?
That was the big log house that I was telling you about. That was here.
How many rooms did it have?
You know, a room here, 20 feet square, and a porch, I mean a hall, 10 feet wide, 20 feet long, and another room, 20 feet square, and a long porch in front of it, and about 12 feet out was the other log house, and about 6 feet out was the other one that I told you had stick and clay dubbing in there. I tell you, the hearth and the jabs and all the fireplaces were made out of limestone hewn rock. There was somebody in this area that they would get these limestones out and they would hew them whatever shape and size and length you wanted to build the fireplaces. And these chimneys on these other houses were all rock. Rock chimneys.
All rock.
Talking about a fireplace, those things there, those black things that come up and that you lay the wood across.
That's what you call andirons.
Uh-huh.
Andirons.
Is that what your parents called them?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear any other name for them around?
I have heard people call them dog irons.
I have.
But we didn't.
Okay, what about, say, if you were going to build a fire, how would you go about that? What wood would you use first?
Oh, I don't know. See, we have lots of different kinds of timber here.
Uh-huh.
A wide variety of timber.
Wide variety.
And we just used any kind that happened to be, that is when we had the meal, you know. We had hickory and oak and poplar, mostly. Now, not many years ago, I was in, let's see, where was I? I was in New York. And I went to this winery. And my niece and her husband lived there, and I had gone to see them, and we went over to the winery. And of course, in the first room there, you go in, and there's a man there at the desk, and you tell him you want to go through, and so he gets a guide to take you through. We see the presses first, the huge wine presses, where they press the grapes. And then we went through where they put this wine in these big hogsheads. That's what they called it, you know. They were barrels, huge barrels. Well, when I walked in that room, I said, oh, what beautiful quarter-sawed oak these barrels are. He says, honey, we call them hogsheads. I said, well, they're made like a barrel. They're just larger. And he said, that's right. But he said, what I want to know is, how did you know that was quarter-sawed oak? I said, well, my father sawed and sold thousands of feet of quarter-sawed oak barrel staves. He looked at me, he said, where did you come from? And I told him. And he said, well, you are one of the very few that have ever come through here that knew that kind of wood, what it was. And I said, well, I've seen lots of it, and our house is sealed with it. Did you ever see any quarter sawed oak?
I'm not sure.
It shows the grain of the wood right here. See here? It shows the grain of the wood.
I see.
That's the, they saw it. It's the way they turned the logs.
Uh-huh.